good afternoon as we head into the sunset.
Well, we are over halfway.
Yeah,
yes.
We are. No, it's day three. It's a wonderful Wednesday. We had a tremendous morning. Thank you for everybody who supported us through those morning hours. Some great guests and the inspiration, the hope. Renew Your Hope is our theme, and we've heard some hopeful stories, some inspirational testimonies, and we got a couple of guests this afternoon that's going to keep the ball rolling, but we have some folks to thank from that last-minute flurry before we took our break.
We do have some people to thank. They got in all through the afternoon, too. Want to thank Matthew getting in online. Matthew from Manson, Iowa. So if you were playing at home, that is our 10th state of the union that we have got in for this share-a-thon. 10 states in Manson, Iowa being the latest. So Matthew making that gift online at MatreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Giving us a call at 888-823-5286. We heard from Terry. Terry goes to Ascension Catholic Church. Terry here in Portland. Thank you so much, Terry, and be assured of our prayers. Also, we heard from Dan, who represents Knights of Columbus Council 2831. That is in Woodburn at St. Luke's Parish there in Woodburn, challenging all Knights Council to get involved. And this is the hour, if you are a knight, you'll want to be involved, because the knights are very involved with the next ministry we're going to showcase. And Brian, I'll let you handle those introductions, because we've got a very, very special guest. But before we do that, let me just put the challenge out there.
Right.
$3,000 dollar for dollar match. So we will double all the gifts up to $3,000 at 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app. Let us double you up this afternoon.
All right, let's get those phones ringing early, please. And Brenda, good afternoon. Welcome back.
Oh, good afternoon.
You were doing a little shopping during the break to get ready for your big pilgrimage.
I don't, you know, in case I meet Pope Francis, I want to make sure that I have an ensemble. Do you think he would care?
Yeah, I think he probably, you know. I mean, it's Italy. They're pretty big on fashion over there. So, yeah, I'm sure you want to look your best for the Holy Father. But, you know, I understand that that CYO is pretty big here in this area. Now, this is my third time here for Spring Share-a-thon. And our next guest, yeah, I understand she gets the phones ringing here at MatreDayRadio because she's touched hundreds of lives throughout the years.
You know, just looking out the window here, that sun is out. It is a beautiful spring day. And I know that at Catholic schools across the area, there are hordes of children running around a track right now. They are throwing the turbo jump. They are learning how to do long jump. They are learning how to pass the baton in a relay. It is track and field season for CYO. Cam Howard, and joining us today, always a person willing to join, and a quick yes, Sister Krista von Borstel. When we call on her, she says absolutely. I'll get in my Jeep and I'll just head on up the hill. Good afternoon, Sister Krista. What a beautiful afternoon for CYO Sports.
Thank you, Brenda. It's great to be here with you and Brian and Pat and Eric. I do enjoy this, and I look forward to being able to share what's going on at CYO and Camp Howard and engage in, you know, your various themes. And I love your theme of hope and faith.
Right.
So,
I just love that. Let's talk about hope, because we talk about the things that brings us hope. And for me especially, it's our children.
Right.
They are full of every possibility in the world at this age. And you've spent your career working with young people, bringing them along. Kind of share maybe your thoughts about hope and how it relates to CYO.
Well, I know I've shared this before, but, you know, I was graced at the age of 5 with a unique understanding of how important this life is in relation to our salvation. And about age 5 when I realized that, and I've reflected on that through the years. I realized that was a real gift. And at age 8, when the sisters came to our mission church in North Central Oregon to teach summer CCD, I saw them and I knew immediately that that's what I was going to do. I was going to do what they were doing. I was really called to that. I'd never seen a sister before. They were Sisters of the Holy Names. Faith and hope was important to me at a very young age, and I truly had a thirst for my faith. So I told my parents when I was in the fourth grade that I was going to be a sister. I probably should have held back on that, actually. Because my brothers and sisters, you know, being the good people that they are, made great little jokes about me through the rest of the years, you know. But I did persevere and, you know, fulfilled that desire in my heart to be a sister, which I did after graduating from college. And then I joined the Sisters of St. Mary of Oregon after graduation, and that was around 1980 to be exact. And that was about the time the Marian apparitions at Medjugorje were taking place. And they gave me strong messages of hope. I particularly enjoyed watching the films of those seven kids when Mary appeared to them. All of a sudden, all seven of them immediately were on their knees. Not because someone said, get on your knees, but because they saw Mary. And, you know, that just would not have happened if there hadn't been something extraordinary taking place. And for me, it was just a very moving thing to watch. And I was totally inspired by that. So that was, you know, that was my hope as a young religious. I mean, one of the things that I can remember. And then, of course, as a young religious starting to teach at our school, Valley Catholic High School, I was in the scriptures a lot, both because I was in the formation program and because I was teaching. And, of course, that was impactful to me. I highly recommend it for everyone because being in the scriptures really reinforces that hope and develops our faith. For me, especially the New Testament, it's spiritual nourishment and it emboldens our faith. So I think the scripture is paramount in developing our faith and hope. So if there's anyone out there trying to figure out, you know, how can I do that? That would be my recommendation, is to get into the Gospels. But today, as a person who's lived 44 years of religious life, I'm feeling very comfortable in my hope and in my faith. And I'm confident in the words of the gospel. And another exciting thing that I'm doing with my life right now is I got back into teaching religious ed, which was really, I consider myself a CCD vocation. And it's very meaningful to me to be out teaching religious ed on Sunday mornings. I teach at Elizabeth Ann Seton with Aaron Salter. And the kids are wonderful. They're hungry for information. And I love it. And it's good for me to review the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I've been at CYO Camp Howard for 27 years. I do something very different from teaching religion there. So, you know, are you as smart as a fifth grader?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's right.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, when you don't use it, you know, you lose some of those things. So getting back into it has been really good for me, and I love it. And so I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to go there and teach. And so those are some of the things that I have reflected on that have given me hope over the years. So
what gives me hope, sister, is listening to you and saying that you have to go back periodically and remind yourself of those teachings. I'm constantly having to go, how can I not remember these things? We all need to constantly be students, really,
sure we do.
Right?
Sure
we have
do.
To constantly be seeking the Lord. He is right there for us, and I love that. In the pages of Scripture, in the pages of the Gospel, Jesus is there. And here at Mater Dei Radio, you know, one of the new programs that we started at 6:30 every morning, right before the morning blend comes up, it's Father Mike Schmidt, and he is reading the Bible.
Right.
They're going to read the whole Bible in 1 year. And what is also very wonderful is Sarah has worked out on our app. If you happen to miss a year, we'll go to the Hail Mary Media app, and you can pick up what you miss, whichever days, and then you can just keep on reading the Bible. I think those are just such wonderful, just inspirational ways. And know that, yeah, hope, it's there. And to hear your confidence in hope. You know, sometimes I hope and I go, I hope this happens. Sister Kristen, you say, I have confidence in hope. This is my hope. And I have confidence that God will work it out the way that it needs to be done.
You know, Brenda, I've been in conversation with a very special former staff member who is dying, bless her heart. And we've had some really good talks, and I've had the same talks with my sister Karen, who, as you know, is the property director at Camp Howard. We're just a year apart in age, but we've been talking about how important it is to die with the conviction of our faith. And a sign of our hope and faith is played out, I think, in the way that we die. Now, it's easy for me to say that because I'm not dying. Well, we're all dying, but,
we
you
all,
know,
yeah,
but people that are really facing
have a knowledge.
It,
yep.
You know, so I think to be comfortable and unafraid is something that we should strive for. I think it's the victory that we've longed for. And Jesus said over and over, do not be afraid. For me, it's been staying close to him through my life to get to the point where I am really comfortable and I have a strong faith in his promise.
Mm. Amen to that. Sister Crystal von Borstel joining us this hour. Of course, we know and love her as the director of CYO Camp Howard. The way that your program, your staff, and all of the volunteers all work together so beautifully to create programs for our young people, not only to help them learn skills in sports, but also learn skills in every other way about being a good teammate, about having to overcome personal difficulties and conflict within the team and good competition. Those are all just excellent ways that you are involved with the lives of so many young people. And I've heard even from community members that whose children aren't at Catholic schools, but they have through the church the ability to send their kids to CYO programs. They said, it is the best program. I'm so proud of what my kids are able to accomplish as an athlete, as a student, and as a teammate. I mean, those are just such wonderful programs. So, Sister Krista is with us this hour. It is the Wednesday afternoon spring share-a-thon. So she is joining us today because we have got to get in $3,000. And immediately it is matched to Mater Dei Radio. If we can get to that $3,000 goal, every dollar of it matched, a $6,000 hour for Mater Dei Radio.
So we had a little opening flourish there when we got started with Sister, and now things have got a little quiet, so we need to start hearing that phone ring. I think all four lines have cleared, and we have lots of volunteers, plenty of friendly voices ready to talk to you on this Wednesday afternoon on the other side of 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286, or you can always go online, materdeiradio.com. We heard that little ding a few minutes ago, and that's what that was. That was an online gift, and we appreciate that. Or you can make it at the free Hail Mary Media app. But we need to hear from you. We don't want to leave any of those matching funds on the table. Dollar for dollar, whatever gift you can perfectly consider giving to Mater Dei Radio, we will match that gift up to $3,000.
All right, here's an idea. I said many schools are probably at track practice right now. Maybe parents who are watching their kids going around the track. Go ahead and make your pledge right now. Let us know what school your kids participate at. Even if you're not at track practice right now, if your kids played another sport, let us know. My kids, I love Sister Krista, the swim program. My three daughters did swimming. They were all different age groups. Here's what I love about swimming, which is why they also ran track. They practice all at the same time. See where I'm getting? And the meets, both swim meets and the track meets, they happen all on the same day at the same place. So if you had a Catholic family the size of mine, that was a real big convenient thing to have happen. My daughters, though, they swam CYO swimming. They went on to swim in high school, and all three of them eventually went on to become their swim team captain.
That's awesome.
And they learned, but I think a lot of it had to do with the leadership skills that they learned. It wasn't just get in the pool and start swimming. They learned so much more about themselves that when they got into high school, they had skills. They had interpersonal skills. They had faith skills that made them shine as leaders on their team. And that is what, that extra thing that CYO gives them. It's that Christ-like sportsmanship, if there's such a thing, Christ-like image, they mm-hmm. have Christ-like sportsmanship. They strive to be their best. They recognize the gift that God has given them, and then they work to keep that going. All right. So now's the time to call. Come on, CYO families. 888-823-5286. Online at materdeiradio.com. And, of course, use that Hail Mary media app. Pat, aren't we always so blessed to have Sister Krista with us?
Oh, my goodness. Sister Krista and her team. Her team is just wonderful to have them on the morning blend throughout. I mean, we get a wide variety of people from CYO Camp Howard. All of them delightful. But all of them radiate the joy of Christ. You know, that just comes through loud and clear.
My team at CYO remind me of the sisters. At the convent with the sisters, we are definitely a team. Everyone pitches in to take on any task and accomplish it. And at CYO, we do the same thing. Whoever's got a program in season, everyone's behind them, you know. Whatever has to happen at the particular time, everyone jumps in to help make sure things get accomplished. And they are just a fantastic group of people to work with. So I'm very blessed.
All right. And speaking of which, they believe in you too, sister, because we heard from Sister Michael Francine, who got in from the Sisters of Mary of Oregon. Thank you so much for picking up that phone and calling 888-823-5286. Says, say hello to Sister Krista.
Oh, so, thank you, Pat. Thank
hello.
You, Sister Michael Francine. Thank you, Sisters of St. Mary of Oregon.
Online, we heard from Patrick in Portland. That goes to St. Thomas More. Thank you for making that online gift at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. And your team at CYO Camp Howard steps up in honor of Sister Krista, making a gift this afternoon. So here's where we stand for the hour. Off to a great start, matching all of these gifts dollar for dollar. So we're doubling them all up, all the way to $3,000. 610 in, 2390 to go. 610 in, 2390 to go. We'll keep doubling all the way to $3,000. So let us double your gift. I did want to ask you, sister, you felt your vocation at 5 years old.
Well, I had that profound sense of, you know, the importance of life itself, and that the journey was for our salvation. So I recognized that at that young age.
And,
but it was when I was 8 that I realized, when I first saw the sisters who came to teach religious ed, that's when I realized that, you know, that's what I wanted to do. So
what a special gift.
Yeah, very.
Man.
That's amazing. Hey, we're going to go to break, and that's going to give you a great opportunity to make that call, make that pledge of financial support here on this Wednesday afternoon, 888-823-5286. That way, if you make the call during the break, you won't miss anything that Sister Krista has to share with us on this wonderful Wednesday. 888-823-5286, or go online, materdeiradio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app. We'll be back with more Spring Share-a-thon after this break on Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286, that number to call. Once again, 888-823-5286. Or you can go online, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app. But thank you for that call there. We're going to double that gift.
Thank you so much for that.
We have matching funds on the table, dollar for dollar, up to $3,000. We are going to double your gifts this hour. So let's get those phones ringing and the internet dinging. That is 888-823-5286 or materdeiradio.com or the free Hail Mary Media app, which we've been talking about the last 2.5 days, just all the tremendous information that is there, and the prayers and the local programming. There's so much on that app. It's great. And because of it, we're able to spread hope all around the world. So if you haven't downloaded that, do it today. Do it now. And then make that donation. So that'd be opportunities. Oh, they just abound here on this wonderful Wednesday. Thank you so much for that gift online. 888-823-5286.
Sister Krista von Borstel joining us this hour. What portion can you do to help us, along with Sister Krista, get to this goal? We have $2,390 to go. We are chipping away at that because we know that the phone has rung. Somebody went online and made that pledge. So all of it to help support Mater Dei Radio. We are always so excited when Sister Krista comes up. But, you know, the one thing I do feel a little bit like St. Faustina a little bit because she had so much confidence in God's mercy. We have a lot of confidence in Sister Krista because we know whenever we ask Sister Krista to join us, we ask any of the volunteers or the sports director, we need you to come on and help Mater Dei Radio. The answer is always yes. Over the years, Sister Krista, I think ours is a great example of a perfect relationship that we've been able to create, a partnership between Mater Dei Radio and CYO, because everybody wants to know what is happening and the relationship we have in our ability to get the word out. What is CYO doing? And to talk about the different things, your events, your gala, the next sports season. I know things are really starting to gear up for camp. Can you share with our listeners about how valuable it is for CYO to have a Catholic radio station to get their message out?
You know, I have been reflecting on that as well. You know, I just so miss the Catholic Sentinel. You know, we had a great relationship with the Sentinel and with Mater Dei, and two wonderful ways to get information out. So I am so grateful for Mater Dei and the way that you are able to get news out to listeners. And I have a lot of exciting things to share about what's going on. And I'd like to start with our Catholic Outdoor School program that we're putting together, which is new.
Really?
We did have a very long relationship with the Multnomah County Outdoor School. And after COVID, we decided that it was time to put a Catholic school, outdoor school together. And
yes,
the Catholic schools are very excited. So we will start our first session. We'll have two sessions fall of 24 and two more spring of 25. And after we get through our first year of it, we're working also on trying to get funding to help the Catholic schools, because, you know, the state of Oregon has that nice Catholic school for all, which really is, outdoor school for all, which excludes, though, the private schools. So it's not really outdoor school for all, but it is for all of the public schools. So we're trying to get the Catholic schools covered as well to the best of our ability. So that's what we're working on. And I want to give a shout out to Erin Cahill. She's our office staff. She's our basketball and volleyball director. And I asked her to put the program together, to put a committee together of science teachers from the Catholic schools. And she got Isaac Forquer from St. Cecilia's, Jennifer Willits from St. John Fisher, Danielle Bridges from St. John Fisher. I want to say Danielle. I watched her grow up through CYO Sports.
Uh-huh.
Allie DiConfano from Visitation School, and Deacon Scott Colbert from St. John Fisher. So we have a great group of individuals that are helping us put this together. We just had a meeting last night. We have 10 schools signed up with 320 students for the fall and spring sessions. So 300 is our target. We hit 320, and our goal the next year will be 500. And I'd really like to eventually get all of the Catholic schools involved in this program, because I think, you know, there's a real cry from the Catholic schools to have an outdoor school where their cultures match their missions, and Camp Howard can do that for them. So that's the good news of what we're working on right now.
I think that's perfect because, always looking for the next thing we can offer. You know, we are constantly trying to create new programs here at Mater Dei Radio. We think of new shows that we can do, new podcasts that we can do, Pat. You know, we just always got to look for the next thing that God wants us to do. And you're the one that has to say yes.
Well, there's somebody else who says yes well before I say yes. Yeah, I think you know who I'm talking about, right? Our Lady, of course.
That's right.
Hey, several people have said yes this afternoon. We're well on our way to getting that full match in for the afternoon. Want to thank Edward getting in online at MaterDeiRadio.com. Edward in Tualatin goes to Our Lady of the Lake in Lake Oswego, making a gift in honor of his mother, Joe. Joanne. I love that. What a great way to honor your mother, Edward. Well done there. And, of course, Mother's Day coming up. Father's Day right behind. So what better way to honor your parents? And we heard from Steve and Lisa from CYO. Thank you, Steve and Lisa. Speaking of a podcast, I'm working on a podcast with Steve. So, yeah, we'll be releasing that a little bit later. We're getting those episodes, first few episodes out of the way. So that is coming down the pipe, as they say. Thank you, Steve and Lisa. And, of course, they are from St. Cecilia in Beaverton, but also with CYO Camp Howard.
Right.
And here's where we stand on the hour. If I could find my sheet, here it is. 1990 to go. So $1,110 to in. $1,110 in. 1990 to go. Again, we're matching dollar for dollar, straight match across the board. And all of these gifts that we got will be matched dollar for dollar. Let us match you. Pick up the phone. Call 888-823-5286. Online, MontreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.
We still have some of those prayer shawls available, a gift of $750 or more. We have Marine Haven, we have God's Rainbow, and Rose Garden. And any of those would make a wonderful Mother's Day gift. And know that that $750 gift, it will be doubled this hour. So let's hear from you, please. 888-823-5286. If you can give at that level, make sure you let the operator know which one of those three remaining prayer shawls you would like. A mother, maybe a high school graduate going off to college. Just a wonderful gift, and not only to that loved one that you'll give the prayer shawl to, but a wonderful gift to Mater Dei Radio as well. And that gift will be doubled. 888-823-5286 or online, materdeiradio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app.
Sister Crystal von Borstel is here for this hour. We are about, well, we have less than half of this hour left to go, about 28 minutes, but we're a little more than half of what we need. We still have close to $2,000 that we can pull in this hour that will be doubled. So let's start getting this phone ringing. Now, people are going to want to wait. They're going to listen in, Sister Krista, and they're going to wait till the last 5 minutes. I have hope. I have faith that we are going to meet this goal, but what I don't want to have happen is it all to come in the last 2.5 minutes.
Right.
So we need to get the phones ringing now. I know people love the drama of it. They want to sit and listen. Parents are in their cars and the kids are going, why aren't we leaving track practice? Because they're waiting to hear and see if we get to this goal. Well, if we are going to get there, that means you need to call right now. 888-823-5286. It is the number to call. 888-823-5286. What portion can you take? $1,990 to go. $1,990. That will be matched dollar for dollar. Now, it is a straight match. We don't have to get to $3,000 to unlock, but you know that it's being doubled as we receive it. So if we don't get to $3,000, well, it will be doubled, but
we're leaving money on the table.
Not going to be doubled to the level that we would like to see. So what portion can you take? Now is the time to call.
So Sister Krista, being someone who's visiting from next door here in Boise, Idaho, how many sports does Camp Howard provide for young people?
Well, we start out in the fall with cross country and volleyball. We have about 1,300 young women who play volleyball, and we're actually working on starting boys volleyball. So we've surveyed. There seems to be a lot of interest, and so we're going to try to get that off the ground this coming fall. And then we go into the swim season. We have about 600 to 800 kids that swim. 800 is generally where we were prior to COVID, but I think this year we had about 650. So we're making our way back in swim as well. We then go into the winter with basketball. We have first and second grade basketball, third through eighth basketball, and then high school basketball for kids that don't make their high school team. So we've got about 3,500 kids that play basketball. And then we finish the year off with track and field. And we just hit 1,400 kids for track and field this spring. Our first track meet's going to be Saturday. And we'll be at three different track meets over across the city. I think we're at LaSalle, Liberty High School, and Valley Catholic. So that will be a lot of fun. The kids love it, and I hope we have great weather because that makes a big difference too.
Oh, there have been a few track meets where the sun was shining. It was hot. We were getting a tan. And then the rest of the year, it was rainy and cold. And we were looking for cover under our umbrellas. And it takes an incredible group of people to get these track meets going. Right. I remember standing with my measuring tape or with my stopwatch right there at the end of the lane. But then there are people who are, you know, taking care of the start gun. There are people all over the place helping round up these kids, lining them all up with a sea of young people. But I got to tell you, there's nothing more fun than watching these little road runners do that the relay.
You know, I want to give a shout out to Becky Kale, who is our new track and field director. She's also directing cross country and swim, and just doing a super job. I'm so grateful to have her on the staff. We have a commission that helps us with the rules, and, you know, probably about 50 coaches that coach track and field. So, actually, more than that. It's about 150 coaches because there's a 1-to-10 ratio. So I'm really excited. Track and field is one of my favorite sports. I enjoyed doing that myself in high school and college, and it's just a lot of fun. There's something for everybody to do in track and field. And
Patrick was a high jumper. I mean, you just got
way to go, Patrick.
Up there, didn't you? Up and over.
I actually threw discus, actually, by the way. I guess the shoes, right? Sister, how do you feel about dancing?
Dancing like CYO dances?
Like CYO dances. Because we heard from Mary, and Mary at St. John the Apostle, she said she is making the pledge for you, Sister Krista, and that she is the CYO dance coordinator.
Oh, Mary Ann.
Yeah. Oh, Mary Ann. Oh, it's Mary here, well, so Mary Ann. Okay. That's my mom's name.
It was Mary Ann, yeah, Stewart.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful woman. She and her husband, Brian, did the dances for us for many years. Now, I'm sure that I have the right person.
You
but
do.
I'm pretty
new.
Yeah. So shout out to Mary Ann.
Do they still do the dances?
No. Things changed at Oaks Park, so I kind of hate to say on air.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
You know how that goes.
That's diplomatic. But we need to find a new place.
Yeah.
My son
loved to go. It was such a perfect venue.
Yeah, my son loved to go to the CYO dances.
Well, thank you, Mary Ann, for calling us. 888-823-5286, that number. Hey, we heard from Texas.
All right.
Yeah, Katie in Texas. Waco, Texas, as a matter of fact, got through. Thank you, Katie, very much for that online gift at MontreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. She loves what you do. That's what it says here. So we love what you do, too,
sister. Thank you.
Sister.
Thank you, Katie.
I wanted to ask you something, though, because one of the things that running an apostolate, and I know you probably run into this too, it is a nonstop assault in the spiritual realm. And we have this week lost electricity, and it rarely ever happens this time of year, but we lost electricity one morning, and now Mr. Eric running the board just has a nosebleed. So, I mean, it's just these little things, but it's constant.
Right.
That's what I figured. It's an affirmation,
right? It means that you're doing things right, so.
Okay.
Just keep at it.
Poor Eric, though. He's in there. So pray for him. Pray for him and his nosebleed. But we need you. Right now, so far for the hour, we have got I think now it's 18:40 to go. So 18:40 to go on the match. We'll match it dollar for dollar. All of these gifts going to be doubled, and we'll double your gift for Sister Krista. But we got to hear from you. 888-823-5286. Whether you're in Texas, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, wherever you may be, call or ding and get in this hour. Let us double.
And this would be a great time for you to do that, because we're going to go to break, and that will give you plenty of time to make that pledge, make that donation to Mater Dei Radio. And when we come back, we'll have our final segment with Sister. So don't go anywhere. Make that call. Come back and enjoy the rest of this hour. Matching funds on the table. If you call during the break, we're going to double your gift. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286 or online, MaterDeiRadio.com or the free Hail Mary Media app. Make the call now. We'll be back with more Spring Charathon on Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286 is the number to call, and we're going to have a phone blitz if we're going to reach this goal by the top of the hour. There's one. We have three more open phone lines. If we can fill them all up, it will roll over to a couple of overflow lines, but we're going to have to fill up all seven and to try to get to this goal. We still have $1,840 left of this match, and we don't want to leave any of that money on the table. So dollar for dollar, between now and the top of the hour, we're going to double your gift at 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or you can go online, MatraDayRadio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app. And when Sister Krista in the last segment was talking about not only hundreds, but thousands of kids in this area that are touched by all the incredible programs, those parents are out there listening this afternoon, and we would like to hear from you, because your kids are benefiting from this incredible program, and we need your help and your benefits to get us to this goal this hour. But we have had some folks make that call and go online, and Patrick's got the litany of thanks.
We heard from Lebanon.
Oh,
the city, not the country.
Right.
Rosemarie down there. Thank you, Rosemarie. How about
that?
Thank you very much. That is a great name. Yeah, Rosemarie at St. Edward's in Lebanon. Thank you for calling us. 888-823-5286. Online, we heard from our friend Janice in Newburgh. Goes to St. Peter's, where they're building that brand new sanctuary down there. Thank you so much, Janice, for making the gift. Online, MatraDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Okay, we're getting close, Brian, whittling down. 2180 in, 820 to go. So we're under $1,000, 820 to go. You know, one of those prayer shawls would do it right there,
absolutely.
Pretty much. Yeah.
$750 or more, and we have three left, and they're beautiful. Marine Haven, God's Rainbow, or Rose Garden. I'm really surprised that Rose Garden is still on the table. So you can go to MatraDayRadio.com. You can see pictures of these prayer shawls, and then make that call, 888-823-5286, or while you're there looking at the prayer shawls, just go ahead and make your donation there online as well. Just make sure you let us know which one of the three that you would like at a gift of $750 or more. But we need to hear from you. We're running out of time. 12 minutes left. 888-823-5286 or MatraDayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app.
$820 to go. What portion of that can you take? Make that pledge on behalf of Sister Krista von Borsel. She is here today. This beautiful day, these warmer weather, Sister Krista, it's got my mind on summertime. I know you guys have been working for a while, getting ready for kids to welcome them to Camp Howard. How are things? Oh, wow. Now, that's all I needed to do was wait for a moment. $320.
Oh, wow.
$320 to get that $3,000 goal.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, tell us about Camp Howard. How are things going? Are you getting ready to welcome kids to camp?
Brenda, we start on the next year's camp after the camp director takes a two-week vacation. And so, we immediately come back and we start planning. We start talking about what didn't go well, what went well, what do we need to do to shake it up for next year. And one of the things we had to do was we had to get a new camp director. And I'm so sorry that we lost our dear friend Peggy, and we will, you know, much as we're going to miss her, we are going, Bob, we've had a relationship with for over 10 years. He worked for the Catholic Sentinel in sales and was always a good friend to us up at the camp during those years. Always came up and helped us. His daughter went to camp. He came up and did projects for us. And one day he called me and said, you know, I think I'd like to come and fill that spot for you. So we're just thrilled to have Bob in the office, Bob Jaquise. And Bob, Karen, our property director, Shauna, and myself are the camp team. And every Thursday we go to camp and work on, you know, planning for the next year and, you know, portioning out projects that each of us work on to get it there. So we started building our new St. Michael the Archangel Youth Center in October of this past year, and they're hoping to have it finished by the end of July, which would mean we'd be able to use it in August for the last half of our camp. So I'm really hoping for that. I think that would be fantastic. And this new building is basically going to be an empty box with an 18-inch elevated stage. It'll have a fireplace on the side and 300 chairs that we can configure however we want to. We'll have a area for storing everything for mass and for the priest to vest. So all of that will just be rolled right off the stage right into their storage areas. It's going to be really awesome. And so we'll have mass, you know, as often as we can. And then we'll use the space for just a variety of things.
Wow.
And we're excited about that. I'm really looking forward to using it for evening devotions. So that's, you know, that's what's going on as far as planning for camp. As you know, we have completed the capital campaign to rebuild the old dining hall, which we built Mary's Lodge in 2018. It was completed. And then Elsie Franz Findlay, you may remember, donated $2,000 or $2 million for us to build a welcome center, which has just changed our lives up there. We now have the health center and the administrative wing right next to each other. It also houses our camp store, and we have meeting space for our year-round administration. So that building just keeps us all on track with the important things that go on at camp. So now this final large building will, what we have tried to do is be able to facilitate as many people at the camp as we can sleep there. We can sleep over 300 kids, but we couldn't feed 300 kids, and we couldn't put 300 kids in our chapel.
Okay.
So now we can do that, and that was the purpose behind these projects. Plus, the buildings really needed to be replaced. So I'm just very excited at, you know, where we are with the camp and at the new facilities and the people that we have helping us. There's just so many great things happening at CYO and Camp Howard.
It just sounds like it is going to be a fabulous summer. And it's wonderful, you know, there's all kinds of options for camp. There's camps for the kids, sleepaway camp, day camp, family camp. I mean, you have got it figured out. Whatever a family might need, well, they're going to find it at Camp Howard.
They are.
Sure. We are so excited this hour. Let's get that phone ringing. Come on. 888-823-5286. Let's see if we can get everything in here. We had a goal set of $3,000 for this hour with Sister Krista. We are getting close. Now, the drama, here's where the drama starts in. People are waiting to listen to see if we are going to get that goal. Well, the only way we're going to get there is if you stop listening and you start calling. 888-823-5286. Thank you so much for that. What portion can you take to help us reach this goal? Well, Sister Krista, this is where it gets really exciting. You do have, Patrick just came in. Boy, people have been calling. It seems like we haven't had those phone blitzes. But
it's been just a steady stream of phone calls and dings on the internet.
Yeah. That's what we like.
Hey, and our good friend Judy got in this afternoon. Thank you, Judy, so much for your generosity. Judy in Beaverton at St. Cecilia with a voice like an angel, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Judy.
Bless your
heart.
We
appreciate that. Said, say hi to Sister Krista.
Thank you, Judy.
And we are $20 away from bringing it all in. $20. That doesn't count that phone call that just came in, so hopefully we hit it. But if you want to assure that we're going to get there, why don't you call with the $25 pledge or go online to MatreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app, or talk to our volunteers. They're here from Scappoose, 888-823-5286. We just can't stop at $20 away. Come on, let's double those gifts. We're going to double Judy's gift, I promise you.
All right.
So I tell you what, if we don't get that $20, I'm going to grab Eric, and I'm going to shake him around and see how much change I can get out of his pockets. We surely can get $20 out of those deep pockets of his. Sister Krista, that phone call is going to come in. That pledge is going to come in. I just know it. And so we're just so grateful. Now, as you said, with the Camp Howard, you start planning right away. What's the next thing we're going to be able to do? How are we going to be able to provide even more for the community here? What do you have coming up now?
Well, the one thing that, you know, I'm always saying this, the one thing we really need, I mean, how many times have I said that? And there's his thumbs up. Thank you, Patrick.
Thumbs up.
The pool does not have a restroom shower house. So that's my next project is to renovate the pool and include build a restroom shower house and, you know, really, you know, give it a facelift. So.
As someone who has worked as a lifeguard at that pool, I appreciate that effort. I have sat in that chair and supervised the children swimming. That will be really good. And I've also been, not necessarily on the other side of it, but I've also been a counselor at CYO Camp Howard.
Right.
And being able to not have to take the kids all the way back to the cabin blocks in order to do showering, that will be such a gift and such a relief and cure the logistical nightmare of freshly swam campers going all the way back and getting all the way dirty again and having to deal with that.
Eric, I'm coming to you for the first gift.
They're going to put a little sign on the back of that lifeguard chair, the Eric Wunderlich lifeguard chair,
exactly.
In memory of.
Oh, I'd be absolutely honored. Camp Howard, just what a beautiful place. So many great events you guys host for not only CYO, but also across the Archdiocese. And as Brenda mentioned earlier about having opportunities for all sorts of kids and all sorts of different kinds of opportunities, one of the coolest opportunities that I've seen play out in my time doing things with CYO and with Camp Howard is the opportunity for kids to move on up from being campers to being counselors. Can you talk about that
cool
experience?
I mean, you know, they move from paying money to come to getting money for working.
That's right.
And same with our officials program. There are wonderful opportunities for young people to have the opportunity to get some work experience and, you know, really break into the work world and see what happens when you get your first paycheck and ask those questions about what are those taxes? I love that. And welcome to the real world, right?
That's right.
And but it really is great when the kids get on the other side of things and help us out and become young adults and like Eric, you know.
You did good, sister. You helped him along in your way as well. Oh, well, again, always such a great opportunity to have you there, have you here with us, have you with CYO Camp Howard. You're just such a blessing to us, Sister Krista. So thank you so very much.
Thank you, and I appreciate everything that you do here at Modern Day, and I really appreciate the opportunity for me and my staff to be able to come and share the good news from time to time. So thank you.
Oh, it's Faith in Action at CYO. And of course, well, Bob Jaquith, he is already lined up to be on the Morning Blend in the next few weeks.
Yes, that's
again,
great.
Another great person who's there to say, yes, do you need help? You need me to come on? Yes. Let me know what time he is there. So, Sister Krista, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, we are going to be talking vocations for the next couple of hours. You know who's coming in next to round out this wonderful Wednesday. So you're going to want to get on the phone and make that pledge early. Just take advantage of this next break. Call 888-823-5286. Get that pledge out of the way and enjoy the final 2 hours of Wonderful Wednesday as the Spring Share-a-thon continues on Monterey Day Radio.